Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, or AZ Lady Z. Okay, there was this really great interview that I saw, and I wanted to share a little bit with you. And the link will be in the description. And I hope that you like, subscribe, and share this. And also make sure you subscribe to my other channels, because who knows how long the YouTube gods will allow me to stay on this channel. So please hit the description and do all that. So we're going to be talking about today this man from New Zealand who wrote a book about the enemy within, and I thought it was a really good interview, and I think you're going to really enjoy hearing it. So before we get started, I just wanted to let you know there's a video in the link description that I want you to check out, because I want to help your family keep their legacy wealth going. I want to protect we protect our clients with three different aspects: dying too soon, becoming ill or injured, and running out of money in retirement. That's horrible. The national average is 10 years of people running out of money in retirement. So we want to help you with that. And the most important thing is most people go into bankruptcy because they become ill or injured and are unable to work. And if you're unable to work, how are you going to pay your bills? So let's help you with the peace of mind. Check the link out in the description. Also, I'm a big lover of Young Living essential oils, so there's a link in there if you are interested in more natural health. Okay, so let me share this with you. Again, it's a really good interview. I'm not going to share the whole interview. I'm going to put the link in the description so you can hear the whole entire. It's a two-part interview about the enemy within. You're going to really like this. I'm almost certain of it. So this was Arizona Today with Lyle Rapacki.
I said, Trev, why is it you so profoundly love America? Because you really do. And you said, Lyle, I do. I love it because America saved my nation in World War II and came over and lost lives to make sure I could have a life and New Zealand could live. And then secondly, you said, and this was also very moving. The first one was moving enough as I was driving. But then you said, Lyle, if America goes down, if America falters and falls, economically, our world will also do the same. And also, who will protect other countries like New Zealand? And I haven't forgotten them. That was in 2013, I think you and I first met and started speaking. And I haven't forgotten that. So I'd like to pick up on that theme today, if you would. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just very touched and very honored to have Trevor back on Arizona Today. And now for a series that I think you're going to absolutely love what this man has to say from his perspective. So, if it's okay with you, Mr. Loudon, gee,
Yes, Lyle.
I don't think I've
Call me
called you that
Trevor.
never. Go ahead,
Yeah,
Trev.
never. Yeah.
No, I don't think I ever have. But if it's okay with you, you wrote The Enemies Within. Could you tell us what was your thrust? What was the purpose of that book?
The purpose of the book was to get people to understand that the richest, most powerful country in the world was the only remaining impediment to a worldwide socialist dictatorship. And as your enemies, the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians, couldn't take you from the outside, they had to penetrate your institutions. And of course, they would penetrate your Congress and your Senate, because there's no background checks in Congress or the Senate at all. You need a background check to drive a school bus. You don't need one to head the Armed Services Committee, the Intelligence Committee, the Homeland Security Committee, or any other committee in your Congress or your Senate. So, therefore, almost all of the congressional committees today are controlled by Marxists, anti-American Marxists. So, I wanted to alert Americans to the enemy within, which was way more dangerous than the enemy without. And I so wish I'd been wrong, but I think history has proven that I was on target.
One of the things that has struck me, Trevor, that is so profound is the list of names. Very specifically, you mentioned in that book, and again, America, we're going to post these books so you'll see them and you can order them. But the list of congressmen, the list of senators who are avowed Marxists, I have to admit, when you and I, again, we first met in 2012, 2013, and when we were driving to our next speech, you were going over this with me, and I was profoundly moved. I did not know it was that many. So I think many of my fellow countrymen still would be surprised to hear the list of people. And let me do this, if it's okay with you, Trev.
Sure.
Let me throw out a couple of current names, and then I'll serve it up and then go with it where you wish, because I have absolute trust and respect in you, and your research is impeccable. Here in Arizona, we have two of our congressional people who are very strongly involved with the Communist Party. Kristen Sinema, she's a U.S. senator. She served in the legislature. She's a part of the Communist Party USA and the Democrat Socialists of America. And she doesn't seem to even want to hide that. She's almost proud of her association. And then on top of that, Raul Grijalva. He's a congressman from Southern Arizona. And he's a very publicly acknowledged Saul Alinsky acolyte. He said that. These are not my words, ladies and gentlemen. These are these people's words. And Trevor has gone ahead and phenomenal researched all of this. He's a member of the Communist Party USA, and he's a Progressive Democrat of America Party. Now, that's just in Arizona. So, Trev, give me another 30 seconds, because let me serve this up. Ladies and gentlemen, Barbara Boxer, you know that name. She's a California senator. Well,
she was. Nancy Pelosi. She was.
She was. That's correct. And then Nancy Pelosi, the current Speaker of the House. Trevor, I remember when you said this to me in the car, I wasn't laughing, but I was astounded. I mean, these are people in very key positions within our government, and they're avowed Marxists, and they don't seem to mind if you find out. Now, am I got that wrong?
Well, they kept it secret for a long time, but now they're getting so close to their goal, they're not so worried about it. You know, but if you look at someone like Ocasio-Cortez, who is really an open Marxist, and she gives Nancy Pelosi a little bit of grief sometimes because Nancy's a more covert Marxist. But Nancy Pelosi was involved with the Communist Party for many years, the famous Hallinan family in San Francisco, and Democratic Socialists of America. She's got a very strong Marxist past, but she's almost regarded as a moderate by today's standards. But no, she is a communist. But she, you know, as I said, there's about 100 members of the House and 25 members of the U.S. Senate who couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus in Maricopa County. You know, they are that deeply entrenched, and Nancy Pelosi is one of the main leaders of this.
And it's astounding, your comment just now, Trevor, where you were talking about they're not hiding it as much. You're correct. 8, 10, 11 years ago, they were a little bit more subtle about it, if you will, or subversive. Yeah. Now, not at all. And I thought it was a profound statement you just made. It's because they're pretty close to fulfilling their goals. And they're feeling pretty empowered. Yes?
Yeah, we are living right now in the China Harris Obama administration. Now, John Ratcliffe, who was Trump's intelligence advisor, he said last year that the Chinese had blackmailed or compromised so many American congressmen, they could determine what legislation passes your Congress and which doesn't. You know, China is basically running America right now through the Democratic Party. And they need one more election to completely consolidate their power. Maybe not even that if they can break the filibuster, if they can bully Manchin into submission, because I don't trust Kyrsten Sinema to stand against it at all. So, yeah, look, Donald Trump Jr. said before 2020, he said the 2020 election would be communism versus freedom. And people thought he was exaggerating a bit. But look, he was 100% correct. Biden has got several communists in your cabinet right now. He is promoting Ilhan. I've got a tape from Ilhan Omar, in Europe, speaking to European communists, talking about how they hardly have to do anything because Biden's doing everything they want for them. You know, this is, we are on the verge of a revolution. Well, we're in a revolution. We're on the verge of a communist success.
Now, we know, it has already come out, and as you know, I've been involved for the last...
So I'm going to stop right there. Like I said, it's a really good interview, and you're going to want to check it out because there is a war going on right now. It's just like that man said, it's communism versus freedom. And the only reason why it's not such an obvious war is because there's no bullets. In this interview, he talks about how in Ronald Reagan, they had learned that they can't defeat the United States from the outside because Ronald Reagan defeated them. So they had to come on the inside to defeat America, and they're doing a really good job. And in his interview, he said they've had a long-form strategy. It's been going on for 100 years, and we're that close. We're that close to letting it all this fall apart. And if we don't understand what happened in 2020, and we don't get this right, there's no other election that will be a real election. It's going to be done. It's going to be over with. It's going to be whoever they put in power, and we're going to have no freedoms left in our state. Now, the Democrat Party has changed quite a bit. If you don't see yourself as a communist, then you're definitely not a Democrat. The Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. So if you, now people, like a fellow American people who see them that have the D Democrat next to their name are fearful of the conservative side, the libertarians, the Republicans are fearful because of what that side has been saying for decades. But if you come over to our side and just check it out, go to a rally, just see for yourself what it's like, you're going to realize it's not so scary. Dave Rubin from the Rubin Report said he was a classical liberal, and now he cannot be that because the classical liberal, the classical Democrat is gone. It's only the Communist Party. And at first they were scared, you know, to come on over and put their toe in the water on this side to see what it's like because of everything that they've been taught about this side of the aisle. And then he came over, and a lot of his buddies were in the same. You have to check out the Dave Rubin Report. Really good show. He has great guests, and they all said the same thing. It was welcoming. It was unlike anything they've experienced. People were happy. The patriotism was strong, and it wasn't like what they were told. So I'm going to say to you, if you don't believe in communism, you are not a Democrat. Welcome aboard. We open our arms to you. We welcome you to the conservative side of the aisle where you're going to fight for freedom. Conservatism at the core is about freedom. And if you love freedom and you love the lifestyle you're living right now, where you have a nice house, you can go on vacation once a year. If you so chose to eat lobster or steak, you can, or have chocolate, you can. This is the world we're living in. Because in Cuba, you cannot have beef, you cannot have lobster. Arthur Pavlovsky, if anyone knows him, I want him on my program. He grew up in communism. His mom could only buy chocolate once a year and break it off and give it to her kids. Once a year, once a year. This is food. This is food. And they will control the food you're allowed to eat. And do you think the elitists are going to stop themselves from chocolate, lobster, or beef? No, no, it's only not allowed for us. And this is just what's happening in other nations. Now, folks, it's time to wake up. It's time to get in the fight because we need all of us to be strong together. Divided will fall, but if we're united, we will stand. We need to be like those Americans when the British fleet was bombarding the fort that was mostly families, and they wanted to take the flag down, and one citizen after another, not soldiers, regular people like you and me, knew that that sacrifice was everything, that they had to even sacrifice their life. So they went up and they held that flag up until the morning when the British fleet stopped bombarding that fort. A lot of lives were lost that night. but they were super brave. George Washington was so brave. He was going against the world's largest military force. But if it wasn't for God's hand over him, there's no way they could have defeated Britain. There's just no way. And I really think God's hand is over all of us who believe in this nation, who believes in freedom. I really think so. And so I do think we are winning, and I think we are going to win. But it doesn't mean there's not going to be bumps around the road and there's not going to be some uncomfortable spots. But I think we are winning. So I would encourage you, if you don't think you are a communist, if that's not your platform you agree with, come on to our side with freedom and we will open you with open arms. Anyways, I'll talk to you later. Remember, click the links below. Hey, if you would like to help support this channel, there's a link for that. And if you're on my locals, just $5. And you can support me just like $5. That'd be super awesome. Thank you and have a great, fantastic day. Like, share, subscribe, rumble this, rumble it. Have a fantastic day.